Good morning to everyone. Happy Sunday. Today I do my day of recollection. I'd appreciate very much your prayers for us here doing this church approved and traditionally approved means of formation. And I also would endorse this for all of you. If you could try, attend a recollection, it would be wonderful. And today we read from the Gospel of St. Luke for the fifth Sunday in ordinary time. And we are situated by the church at the Lake of Gennesaret, which is the same lake as the Lake of Galilee. Jesus was standing one day by the Lake of Gennesaret with a crowd pressing round him, listening to the word of God, when he caught sight of two boats close to the bank. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, it was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. That's pretty straightforward to bring to our imagination. And we could set up the different characters in the scene. Jesus, apostles, scattered perhaps around him, you know, managing the crowds. But it must have been difficult for them because the Lord boarded a ship, a boat, and sat there and continued teaching. He found it more convenient, more appropriate for his activity. Down there at the shore or at the port, the pier, he would be at the same level as the rest of the people, the crowds. It would be more difficult to preach and to teach. But here on board, he would have that facility. And the gospel tells us it was Simon's boat. Why Simon? Well, if we keep in mind the context of the entire New Testament, we know that Simon would be renamed Peter, and our Lord Jesus Christ promised him the primacy in the church he was to establish. So it started most probably here. He boarded the boat of Simon. And perhaps the way we could read this to appreciate it more is that Jesus boards, he goes onto or into our hearts. Each of us is a boat. We own this boat, so to speak. We use it, better said. And the Lord helps himself to gain access and to board it. This should be able to describe our own experiences. God just entered our lives without asking us permission. He need not ask permission because he is God. He owns us because we depend on him absolutely in everything. Without God, we would be nothing. It's like saying without a generator of electricity, we will not have electricity. So he used the boat of Peter, of Simon, to be able to teach. It isn't far-fetched to apply this also to our case wherein we interpret this as Christ wanting, boarding our soul so that he could teach others through us. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and pay out your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But if you say so, I will pay out the nets." The docility of Simon is admirable, praiseworthy, a behavior that we should imitate and emulate, so that we listen to our Lord who has boarded our souls, our lives, and to be docile to Him. He gives us an indication many times through our conscience. We're bothered by something. Something is not right. Or we enjoy something that we have done because, well, it was right. The right thing to do, as they say. Or we may also get excited to do something that we think is right and we look forward to it. Our Lord is speaking to us there. And in this particular gospel, Jesus had said, "Go to the deep water and throw out your nets for a catch." Well, Simon Peter replied, "Master, we worked hard all night long and caught nothing." As if saying, well, we've tried our best. You know, we are the fishermen. This is what we do. Well, underlining that perhaps because Jesus, in contrast, was a carpenter. He was no fisherman. And Simon and the rest of his colleagues would be able to say that they knew better. But Simon said, "But if you say so, I will pay out the nets." So he was very docile. He was willing to give it another try. Although, well, he wouldn't have any great excitement in doing it because he knew that was not the time to fish. And when they had done this, they netted such a huge number of fish that their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their companions in the other boat to come and help them. When this came, they filled the two boats to sinking point. But just like in business, when you produce something, a product that you sell, and you get a very fine idea from one of your employees or production managers, and wow, jackpot. It sold like hotcakes or pancakes. And of course, we're very happy. A windfall, a surprise, a treat. And when Simon Peter, however, saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus saying, "Leave me, Lord, I am a sinful man." Sometimes this would happen to us. At the goodness of God, when he asks us to do something and we follow it, well, the goodness of God we get to experience, and we feel unworthy. We feel as if doubtful. Is this really coming from God? I'm not worthy. Or I don't think I can hack this. I can do this. Whatever the Lord is asking from you. Just the mere fact that He asks you to wake up in the morning, He gets you to wake up in the morning, is an invitation for you to live your life that day. Of course, that goes without saying, together with Jesus. When we get discouraged, when we commit sin again, the Lord is so good. There's so many people better than me. And then we get discouraged and retreat into some kind of solitude of self-pity. Well, St. Peter experienced something like that. And Listen to the reply of Jesus. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, it is men you will catch." He was like saying, "I promote you to a higher position. Do not fear. Your mistakes, I know them. I know even your future mistakes. I'm willing to risk it. I trust you." It's like saying to each one of us the same thing. And the ending of the gospel is that Peter and his companions left everything and followed him. He also trusted the Lord. So God calls us, God asks us, let's respond. And if our smallness, our perception of difficulties now and the future would sort of discourage us, well, listen to the Lord saying, "Have no fear. Let's go together." Thank you very much for listening. Happy Sunday. May you enjoy your weekend. Stay safe and stay strong. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao.